Cross Radio.
Dragi moje dame i gospodo, ne radi se ovdje ni o kakvom incidentu, ni o kakvom ekscesu. Ovdje se radi o jednoj, bojim se, vrlo dobro organiziranoj i planiranoj akciji za kojih ima više nego li je dovoljno argumenata da se to dokaže. Ovdje se radi o nekakvoj suborganizaciji.
Cross Radio.
Pozdrav svima, slušajte prilog iz Zrenjanina za 105. emisiju Cross Radio. U ponedjeljak 14. aprila u Zrenjaninu svirao je bend Sabot, pred malobrojnom ali odanom publikom. Nažalost, svirka je trajala kratko, oko pola sata, zbog tehničkih problema, naime bas je zatajio. Bar tako kaže Chris. Čućemo Chrisa i Hillary iz benda Sabot koji govore o svojoj turneji, o međusobnom odnosu i o svojoj muzici.
Are married, but we are not married.
I would have to say our mental relationship is that we've worked together for many years. I'd say almost 14, 15 years now. And we play music together. We have a culture center that we operate together in Czech Republic as some of the main administrators. And we're living together as well. So, we are very interdependent and have conflicts, but we are each individual people and our differences propel us forward.
We often describe our music like a conversation. So if you were to hang around with us a little more, you would maybe find more similarities in our spoken dialogue and our music. It's like this. And you find your points of harmony and resolution, and you find your points of maybe competition or challenge, and you find your points of discordant, no, I will play this, and no, I will play this, but somehow it works anyway, because I think people can have different approaches and still work towards the bigger picture together. I think it's normal. Right now a European tour, which we're doing in two parts. First part, which we are nearly at the end of, is 6 weeks, and the second part is 1 month, and we have 2 week break in between where we will go home to Tabor. So in the first part of the tour we have played in Germany and Switzerland, France, Basque Country, Catalonia and Spain, Italy, Croatia, Bosnia, now Serbia, and then Slovenia. Well, after Zagreb we go to Slovenia, Austria, then we go home. And in the second part of the tour we will go to the north, because it's warmer then in May than now. And we will play again in France, but in the north, Germany, and in Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Russia, and Poland. Immediately, to answer your question, before Zrenjanin, we were in Brčko. In Brčko, Sarajevo, and Mostar, Dubrovnik. Yes.
How often do you take this kind of tour?
Once a year.
What is that kind of feeling to be on the road?
Wonderful. I wish I could do it more, but the life is limited time-wise. Drums about 23 years ago, but I took a little break, so I think if I add up all the years I'm actually playing drums, I have to say it's about maybe 19, almost 20, let's say 20. Thank you.
moved to Europe in 1993. Well, we moved to Europe to start an international cultural center. It's called SESTA. And SESTA is located in Tábor, Czech Republic. It's 100 kilometers south of Prague. And it's a culture center that we started with some other people. And basically, we produce festivals and concerts and other kind of events there each year, mostly in the spring and summer. And that's why we came to Europe, and also to be able to be based in Europe, because the main part of our audience for our music was in Europe. Basically, we were traveling first time in 1990, then in 1991 and 1992 on tours through Europe, basically Western Europe and also Central Europe and also former Soviet Union, and made a lot of contacts and friends in these areas. Yeah, we liked it, and so we decided to move to Central Eastern Europe.
To bi bilo sve iz Zrenjanina za 105. emisiju Cross Radija. Moje ime je Sanja. Veliki pozdrav sa Kot Radija svim slušalcima Cross Radija. Ćao!
Cross Zrenjanin. Kot Radio.